Spirit of the Lord come upon my heart. I will sing like David sang. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. I will sing like David sang.
Thank you, Lord. We pledge allegiance to all. Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name.
Composition notebooks or something you can take some notes on, get a good ink pen, hallelujah, a couple pencils, highlighter, whatever you're gonna mark your scriptures with, hallelujah, and take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. It's okay to take it more than one time a day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to write down the names of those people you want to stay in proxy for. Those names you want to put into the atmosphere and prayer, hallelujah, people that you want God to continue to bless, to touch, to open doors and make ways. Don't forget names that you, people that you met not too long ago during the holidays. If you haven't seen them and they haven't been able to say, hey, God, answer the prayer, keep on praying for them. Keep their names on the prayer list. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God because he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Don't forget to redo those alarms. We have 7 o'clock praise and worship every morning. Do those alarms, hallelujah. Set it for 5 minutes prior to the time. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. every morning, hallelujah, praise and worship. And then 7 p.m. Tuesday evening, Bible study. We're learning and talking about the 7 different types of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. On Sundays, our 3 o'clock international victory service. Hallelujah. Heard literally all over the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we have the first and second Sunday of the month. We have our pastor's corner. And we also have the good news, not the good news, you club, the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. Knowing and being able to quote from the King James Version Bible, the longest and the shortest verse in the Bible by heart. Hallelujah. Being able to quote it. Hallelujah. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner with Sister Angie. Hallelujah. The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. And the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a guest speaker or a special speaker. And the speaker for the month of May is Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. One of our own is going to be breaking the bread of life to us. Hallelujah. Come out and hear the right now word that God has for the church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And also on that fourth Sunday, we also have the Good News Youth Club that's in session first, second, third Sunday. They have a presentation to the whole congregation on that fourth Sunday. And they, everybody, y'all just need to hear these young people quote scriptures and read scriptures. Read the Bible, read scriptures. Hallelujah. And quote scriptures. Hallelujah. And sing songs. Hallelujah. And answer biblical questions. These children are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. By Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Our children are growing in the Lord too. They're getting the same word we're getting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. We have a free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. At the service, we are able to sit down and enjoy a good meal. Hallelujah. Chill with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. And don't forget to pull up our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. We believe in God for great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you want to send your donation in, you can address your envelope to the Pounder's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. When you get to church, just address your envelope or call us up. We'll come past and pick it up for you. Also, hallelujah, we're still collecting pennies, hallelujah, for Uganda. Hallelujah. If you have so many of them that you can't bring them, I'll come past and pick them up for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in the building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah, our new building. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for even our new the new kitchen and our beautiful classrooms and child care center. Hallelujah, for his own private interest. Hallelujah. Classrooms. Hallelujah. We thank God he's able to do it. See and abundantly above. We speaking it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank God for our new washing stations in the northeast, south, and west in Baltimore City that we're able to minister to the homeless. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for that too. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, we can ask those things. And if you'd like to be a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning for full semester starting in June, send a text to 443-416-1201. Hallelujah. I'll send you the information. Hallelujah. You need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are learning the Word of God in the morning. Hallelujah. Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, hallelujah, and the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, we just full of the Word, hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We want to share with the, thank you, Pastor Peters, we want to share with those that are thinking about becoming students in the Institute. There are no papers to turn in, no term papers to turn in. Everything is oral because we're going to learn stuff. We'll be able to have it in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
And it's a virtual class. In other words, you can be at home or wherever you are. You can be sitting at the beach and take time out to get into your classes. So we thank God for that opportunity. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we dedicate this whole service to you, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting every man, woman, boy, girl at the point of their need and then giving them super abundantly above. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following the housekeeping suggestions on this.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and say,
need you. I need you right where. I know he will. Come on, just lift your hands and begin to thank him for the healing right now. Come on, all over the building. Just begin to thank him for his healing virtue that's flowing through this building. We speak to organs and tissues all over this building. And we say, line up with the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Listen. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
Their day,
and perhaps the course of their life. So we thank God for all of you who have joined us. You're not limited to telling one person a day, but at least one person a day. That it means so much. And I do suggest you start at home. Start in your Jerusalem and then work on out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. And we thank God for many of us who's somebody found themselves not too busy to call out our name to the Father God. You see, you would not be where you are today if somebody hadn't prayed for you. Thank you, Jesus. James, I think that's chapter 5, verse 16, says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. I think in Psalms 22, verse 3, he inhabits the praise of his people. In other words, when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for that. We're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. We're going to verbalize, articulate. We're going to name names. And first we're going to start with our family, and then we're going to work outward. It's important for you to say out of your mouth the names of those names. Because guess what? Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for Earl. They said, oh, Lord, bless that knucklehead, Earl. Bless that heathen, Earl. He was born in the church. And now he's a drum major for backsliders. Help him, Lord. Somebody prayed for me. And I need to share this to you. Y'all can get close to your phone or to your computer, because I want to tell y'all something. Hallelujah. I got to tell y'all something. You know, I got to tell y'all a secret. It's really not a secret. But I'm going to tell you about myself.
Somebody pray for me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. 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 I don't know where I'd be today if somebody hadn't prayed for me.
I want to let you know that during the 1970s, someone invited me to go to R.G. Harding's church when he was on William Street. And I went there and he preached a sermon, and then he started praying for folk. And folk were being slain under the Spirit. And I think the person that I was with encouraged me to go up and get prayed for. I said, but I ain't falling out no place. And we ain't going to do nothing like that. We're going to go get prayed for, that's all.
Hallelujah.
And I was up here standing in line, and this one was being slain in the Spirit on this side, and that side, and this side. And when we finally got to my turn, and I was determined, I ain't going down. I got a good suit on. I ain't going nowhere. Man, laid his hands on me. Next thing I know, I'm getting myself off the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Slain in the Spirit. Somebody prayed for me.
Thank you.
Really, to my surprise, Lord to God, I found out after I went back to church. I went to church and found out that my spiritual grandfather was R.G. Harding. I didn't know that at the time because I wasn't at church. But one of his sons was a pastor
at
church where I found out more about the Lord than I ever did in all the years.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I found out some more stuff that just blew my mind.
Thank you, Lord.
My spiritual great-grandfather was A.A. Allen.
Woo.
He tutored.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Mighty man of God.
And then my great-great-great spiritual grandfather was George C. Lake.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the anointing is on me, y'all. I can't help myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I digress. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for I just had to tell you that.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Anyhow, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to name names. We're going to verbalize. As I play the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, verbalize, name those names.
Yes.
Call them out loud, y'all. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. And Father God, in the name of Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, again, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders,
miracles,
and following as we place people's names up in the atmosphere of blessings. Come, thy kingdom be done, thy will in life of my wife.
Thank you, Jesus. Who bless
myself.
Oh, God, in the name of
Daniel.
Hallelujah.
Keep tiny girls. Gambling.
Raymond Bank. Hallelujah.
Walking Ariana Nicholson. Dom.
Hallelujah. Benny.
Ross. Malcolm. Emmanuel.
Arena Johnson.
Trivia.
Mary Cranch.
Aiden. EJ.
Ola Wright. Louis.
Zane.
Serena.
Knowledge.
Dwight.
James Jr.
Hallelujah.
Joel.
Louis.
Ola. Louis. Felicia. Regina. Dwight.
Thank
Corey.
You.
Corey. Antonio.
Hallelujah.
Rachel. Birdie.
Gemini Curtis.
Hallelujah. Go to
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Damon. Preston.
Alex.
Hallelujah. Lorena.
Oscar. Griselda.
Susan Atkins. Anna.
Hallelujah. Danielle Hallelujah. Curtis.
God.
Elijah Curtis.
Dominic. Hallelujah. In the name
Dominic
of
God. Jones.
Right. Rotate,
Marina Jones,
yeah.
Nicholas,
Dominic
Hennel,
Hallelujah,
Keisha,
thank you.
Emily, Hallelujah, Tiny, Mike, Ariana,
Linda,
Trayvon,
Sandra, Brenda, and family, Dwight,
Malachi,
Tanya, Tommy, Owens,
Earl Jr., Trayvon,
Jaheim
Emanuel,
Bobby family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bobby family.
Christopher,
Tanya, Nellie, Helena, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani and family. Hallelujah. Orgy birthday, family. Paul Kern and Kathy Moody and family.
Sister Ann,
Geneva family, Cousin
Thomas,
Pumpkin
family, Ronald,
Hallelujah.
Michelle,
Marvin, James,
Hallelujah. Pastor Thomas, Miss Lady Ronson, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Somerville, First Lady Lane,
Pastor
Dustin, First Lady,
Hallelujah.
Pastor
Angela Ruin family, Patty Collins family, Phyllis Webster family, Sally London,
thank you, Lord.
Jackie,
Hallelujah.
Family.
Yes.
Damon
Weather.
All our in-laws, our lords and other relatives of God.
Hallelujah. Antonio.
Cousins of God.
Corey.
We say, come thy kingdom be done.
David.
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Elder
Norman.
Family. Hallelujah.
DJ.
Elder Carrion family.
Lisa.
Elder
Lydia.
Carrion family. Glory to God.
Ronnie.
Pastor Cornelius James and family.
Hallelujah.
Linda and family.
Taylor.
Evangelist. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A Julian family,
Hallelujah.
Jennifer and family, Hallelujah. Sister Doreen, Dejanae and family,
yeah.
Minister Doreen and family, Minister
Tia,
Hallelujah, Minister
Tiffany,
Minister family,
Austin.
Jane and family, Hallelujah. Yvonne and family, Hallelujah.
Tina,
Mother Dolores Harrison family, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Leslie and Don Goldrock
yeah.
family, Hallelujah.
And Charity. Benita.
Hallelujah. Tony Montone.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brad. Isabel. Eric. Keisha.
Hallelujah.
Jason.
Hallelujah. Family of God. Hallelujah. Sister Tiffany and family.
Hallelujah.
Francis Margaret Peterson and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Margaret.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lenore Smith and family.
Hallelujah.
How come shake
your name, Lord?
Who put anybody out there? Hallelujah. Archbishop Amasia Abrams and family. Archbishop Kerry Robinson and family.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lorenzo Benjamin and family. Holly Black.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Enemy.
William Owens and family.
In the name of
family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Harry Warfield family. Gary Don Wilson family. Ruby Smith and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Diane and Mr. Anna.
And Gerald.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Manzi. And Darlene. And Joshua. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tina Spencer and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every listener, oh God. Yes, oh God.
Thank you.
Family representative, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we don't know what we should pray for as we are to the Holy Spirit and make
the elder royal.
Romans.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. For our prayer Somerville and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many of those who are Brother Anthony and family. Brother Lester, Deacon Dale.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for wonders.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, miracles and blessings following
you, Jesus.
To them that believe.
Miracles, Lord.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you
this evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to play one more selection.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll play
more
of that tonight.
Hallelujah.
At this time, I'm going to play one selection.
Thank you, Jesus.
After that selection, the next voice you will hear
will
be of a tongue-talking, fire-baptized, Holy Ghost-filled, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Petersburg with the
Thank
Children's
you.
Corner
Hallelujah.
On tonight, sponsored
Thank
by the Good News Youth Club. Which is Children's Church Plus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following.
Jesus.
To them who believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That he gave his only begotten son,
that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And God is our Father. And aren't we supposed to be just like our Father? Have you heard people say, oh, then doesn't he look just like his daddy? Or, wow, she is a splitting image of her mother. Goodness. And we're supposed to look like Christ. We're supposed to be just like our Father God. He is a giving God. So aren't we supposed to be a giving people? Hallelujah. Aren't we supposed to have a giving heart? He has a giving heart. So aren't we supposed to be just like him?
Yes.
And 1 Corinthians, meet you in 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Hallelujah. And a lot of times people, sometimes they wonder like, well, where in the world did he get this from? Why is he doing that? And then somebody else would say, you know what? I remember one time his father did that. He acting just like his father. Mm-hmm. You know, but since that can be said of the negative. That's what I'm talking about something that someone said, well, my goodness, his father went to jail at such an age, and look at him following right in his father's footsteps. And the child may not even know. But with us being children of God, and we knowing the attributes of Christ, and when we accept him in our heart, we get his nature. We have the nature of Christ. And so, therefore, aren't we supposed to be followers of Christ as dear children?
Yes.
Ephesians 5:1-2 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Hallelujah. So we're supposed to be just like Christ. We're supposed to look like Christ. Hallelujah. Smell like Christ. Talk like Christ. Give like Christ. And Jesus Christ will give of himself. He's given of himself. And sometimes you may say, well, I don't have anything to give. Let's go to Acts 3:1-11 says that even talks about when his disciples Peter and John was going into the temple, and there was a man at the door, and he was begging. And we know how we see panhandlers, or well, today we call them panhandlers, but somebody that may not be totally physically totally there, and they're sitting in certain places, and they're asking you, hey, can you give me some change, whatever. But when they asked Peter and John, they said, well, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have I'll give to you. And they rise up and walk. They had what they had on the inside of them. They gave to this man. And the man, which was, to me, it was way more valuable than money. Okay? Hallelujah. They reached out there, and the man stood up. The man walked. Hallelujah. So they gave. And so sometimes we may say, well, a lot of times when you see someone with a cup at an intersection or whatever, we think, I do it myself. I'm reaching for my purse and hoping that the light don't change so I can get something out and give to them. Or sometimes I may even keep some change in the door handle so I don't have to reach. I just give something, roll down the window a little bit and hand something, you know, some change, whatever, to them. But sometimes we may not have anything. We may not have some change. We may not have some money, what the person is asking for. But if you look deep down inside yourself, okay, I don't care what the age may be, God will always give you something to give. It may be even a gift or talent that he has put inside of you. If you have strength, a smile, a kind word, you don't know how, when you give of that what you have to that person, how it changed that person's life. Sometimes they may think, well, I need 50 cents. And sometimes you may even offer to take a person into the restaurant. Well, come on, I'll buy you a soda. I'll buy you a sandwich. And they say, I don't want that. I just want the money. And then sometimes you may not have that. But if you have a chance to talk to that person, and you may say, I don't have any money, but can we have a few minutes to talk to you? Can I talk to you? And sometimes those things that is that's not tangible is more important than something that is tangible. You can touch money. That's tangible. But whereas you can't touch. So that may be even more important or even more of a blessing to give to that person. You may say something to that person. You may even give the person a blessing. I'm talking through words. Taking up time with that person. Sitting there and don't you know, because they when you take up time with somebody, that's that people think, well, wow, somebody actually took up some time with me. Somebody's actually going to sit down with me and talk. That's even more important. That's way more of value than something that they can put in their pocket. Because, first of all, they aren't going to expect it. That's way more important. So don't ever think that you don't have anything that you can give. Don't ever think, well, I don't have anything of value. If you have Jesus Christ in your heart and you see that that person may have a cast on their leg or got crutches, you may say, well, can I pray for you? I don't have any money right now, but can I pray for you? Or you may have a tract in your pocket that has a gospel word on it. Well, I don't have any money, but can I give you this? And all I may know, so ask them, can I leave this with you? And then maybe the next time you come past that person's path, you may have something in, you know, tangible that you can give to a dollar or something. You know, but don't count it small when you don't have a couple dollars or a couple coins to give to the person. Ask God, Lord, is this my assignment for today? Because every day you have an assignment. Mm-hmm. Every day you get up, there's something God wants you to do.
Yes.
And we are always ministers of reconciliation. Hallelujah. We always have a word to give to somebody. We got the word of God down in us. We can always say something. We can say, if somebody sings, I remember one time I was just so, oh my God, I was just so filled up and bursting out. I wanted somebody to sneeze just so I can say, God bless you. I just wanted to say something about God to somebody. I wanted somebody to sneeze just so I can say, God bless you. Because sometimes you can get so much word down on the inside of you and it's like, fire shut up in your bones. You just got to say something to somebody. You just got to tell somebody about Jesus. You just got to get it out. Hallelujah. So let that person that's maybe that has a cup or has a hand out for 50 cents or for some change so they can go get something to eat or whatever. Maybe the next person coming along, because I prayed that prayer too, and the light has changed, and I had to pull off, and I said, Lord, let the next person be able to give them, you know, something, because I had to pull off, and I wasn't able to, you know. So, and God can do it. God can do it. And then you can even, while you're driving along, you can just say a word of prayer for that person.
Amen.
They say a word of protection, and because they're out, sometimes they're standing between in the traffic, standing on the median strip, walking between the cars. You don't want them to get hit, but some of them are there because they have to be. So therefore, you put the, and when you're praying, also, just like when we put the names into the atmosphere, and sometimes I'll say, even if you don't know that person's name, describe that person. God knows who you're talking about.
Amen.
And God will know. He knows if you're talking about the panhandler. He'll know if you're talking about the homeless man that's on Bel-Air Road and Moravia, or the lady, the little lady that stands on the side where the graveyard is on Bel-Air Road and Moravia. God knows that's who you're talking about. Hallelujah. So don't think that you never have anything to give. God has given something. He's put a deposit into each one of us. You have something that you can give. So we all have and should have a giving heart. And watch God multiply and back to you what you are giving out. I don't care how small it is. You're giving God something to bless you back. You're making a deposit, and God is going to make a deposit too. As the scriptures say, when you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord. So therefore, watch God bless you because you'll bless someone else. Be blessed of the Lord, young people. And again, I say congratulations, even to the little ones that's graduating in from pre-K to kindergarten and graduating out of kindergarten. God bless you too. Hallelujah. May you continue to grow, and may you continue to be blessed of the Lord. So back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. And those graduating from grade school to middle school, and from middle school to high school, and those that are graduating from college, all of you, we bless all of you in the name of the Lord. And Pastor Peaches, thank you so much for Children's Corner on tonight. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on tonight, to them that believe. And Pastor Peaches, I just want to let you know that 10 and 11 left town. I know you want to ask me why.
Why, Pastor?
Because they heard that 7, 8, 9.
Okay. You're getting better. Okay.
All right.
All right.
I want to play a song. I usually play a song to end your segment, but this is a special song. And children, you know, I want to let you know what's going on in our lives. Tomorrow is going to be our wedding anniversary. And I thank God for this woman of God. And I want to let y'all know how special she is. And the fact that I'm dedicated to her.
Oh, gee, thank you.
But there's actually a lot of people in the world that don't really know what true love is. Too many of us confuse love with physical attraction, infatuation, lust. Other people think love is conditional. I love you if you love me, or I love you if you're lovely. But love is kind and long-suffering. Love is dedication.
I'm dedicated to you. Gonna be with you my whole I'll love you till I die. And when he calls us home, I'll see you on high.
I am dedicated to you. To be with you my whole life through. It's love that I feel.
We'll make it through the bad times together. Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will.
In these last days, it's so fair. So our love must be so fair. Then it ain't great.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome, baby. You deserve it. Hallelujah. I am dedicated to you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you. I'm trying to go on, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I need to ask you a question, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Can I ask you a question?
Ask me anything you want, honey.
$1 million. Oh, no.
Hey, how many you going to give you an answer?
No, what time is
it? Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah.
That was an easy one to answer.
This is the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Glory to God.
Yes.
Roshik. Lodarobushata. Our text on today is 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 30.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. And one of the things, and we've shared this many times, that when we, well, when I was younger, when they said we're going to have Holy Communion and to examine yourselves, I really did that.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes.
Do what we're going to do right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your name. We repent of everything that we've done or even thought that was pleasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. We examine ourselves in the light of God's Word.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24b, Hebrews 9:22b,
yes.
Revelations 1:5b, Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us,
yes,
through the light of his word.
Yes.
Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Yes.
Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, we, hallelujah, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes,
strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Thank you, Lord. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3, declares that God wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing us today. We thank you, Lord, that your word says, your word says, and glory to God. Numbers 23:19b. I would dare to prosper. That's not what it says. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which you will send. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because we got all discombobulated because of that song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you. And with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
In remembrance of you.
He took the bread.
We take this
and
bread.
Before we even do this, we're going to lift the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements.
In remembrance.
Now on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he thanked you. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
And every time.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our
healing
already. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Matthew 16:26.
Every time we take the bread, Lord, we do.
1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread of today. We remember you. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ, when he prayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he thanked again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together so that we can be justified. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we boldly say what you said. We boldly say what you said, Lord. God, you said. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus.
We take this bread.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our families, our homes, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Of you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ always.
We take this cup and remember your
Lord. Covers our past, present, and future, and the steps and mistakes, our focus, all the failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Every time we take the bread, Lord.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of life and the truth, Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies brings the north, makes the north, that brings the hill, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex, every vexation. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name, on every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex, every vexation. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north, that brings to north, reverses, eliminates, all it decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on tonight. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts in the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beatable in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 23, 24, and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. At this time, Pastor Peaches, can I ask you a question? I can't hear you.
Yes, Pastor, ask me anything you want.
All right. never know. What time is it?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's for the word, Pastor Birch.
Oh, bless God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Say, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Saying the Lord God, we rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're doing glory to God. Part two of a message we started on Sunday entitled, Don't Get It Twisted.
Amen.
Neighbor, oh neighbor, don't get it twisted. I need someone to repeat this after me. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
Pastor Peaches, can you read the addresses, please?
Hallelujah. Yes, 2 Timothy 4 through 4, 1 Timothy 6, 3 through 5, 2 Peter 3, 14 through 18, 2 Timothy 2, 15, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, and Matthew 7, verses 24 and 27.
Thank you so much. On Sunday, I shared with you about Hank Ballard and the music that he penned and put on record in 1958. that started a dance craze which swept the world. And that was the twist. I didn't tell you the reason why he did that. The reason why he did that was because of two people.
Mm.
Richard Kenner, that's K-N-E-R, and Arthur Fudmillin, that's M-E-L-I-N. They knew through history something that had been happening for hundreds of years. But they went down into Australia and saw some people doing something different with this thing. They had a ring, and they put it on their waist and started gyrating to keep the ring up.
Mm.
And the emotion that you had to deal with was you had to twist so it could stay up. They named this thing. They say, "Oh, this is a let's do something with this." They produced a hula hoop.
Oh my goodness.
And in the first year, and they named it hula hoop because they know in Hawaii the women did a dance and they would be twisting and it was like, you know, the hula that the Hawaiian dancers did. So they call it the hula hoop.
Mm-mm-mm.
In the first year, they sold $45 million in hula hoops.
Well,
and so Hank Ballard said, I think there's something here about this twisting thing. And the rest is history, y'all.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
and that was put out and also in
1958.
Mm. Hula hoop. Oh, hallelujah. By a company that Arthur Fudmillin and Richard Kenner were partners for a long time. And they've done some great things with different other items. But this is one of the major items that they produced and got $45 million in the first year, 1958. And Hank Ballard said, we're going to jump on this craze. And that's where the twist came from. The rest is history. I love history, y'all. Now you know the rest of the story. But I want to share with you, don't get the word of God twisted. That's why there are five levels of knowledge. There's learned knowledge, you're reading, but then there's revealed knowledge. Revealed knowledge is via the Holy Spirit. You've got to have the Holy Spirit if you want to really understand what the Word of God is saying, because the Holy Spirit will take you to the context and all of the other little nuances about the Word of God. Then you've got activity knowledge, that's doing the thing. And then modeling knowledge, you find somebody is doing what you're trying to do and they're doing it well, so you model yourself. You be the mentee. And then teaching knowledge, you become the mentor. You teach somebody what you just got expert in doing. Read that first scripture, if you would.
2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
It's important for as ministers to preach the truth. And some people won't receive it. Some people will say that's his opinion. But say, I would beg to differ. I didn't write that. You see my name on that at all?
No.
I came too late to change it. That's what the word says. And you preaching, don't be moved. They'll get upset. So, just preach in love. And let the word of God fall where it may. Because it's life-giving. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
1 Timothy 6:3-5.
Uh-huh.
If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil submissions, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, compounding that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself.
There are some preachers that will only preach stuff that's pleasing to folk want to hear. They don't preach the truth. And the word here says, you've got to turn away from those preachers that are not preaching the truth. They're preaching to please their audience. Because they figure out, if I get them upset, they'll stop paying tithes, or they won't give offering or more offering.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I ain't worried about gain. I'm worried about preaching the truth, y'all.
Amen.
Don't get it twisted here. Some preachers get it twisted. Preachers go off the deep end. They think they are God. And they bully folk. They twisting the word of God. Word says love. You do what you do, but you do it in love.
Mm.
Do it in love. You don't lay out the congregation.
Amen.
You bless the congregation with the truth. Now, when I say lay out the congregation, I don't mean, are you all going to hell? There's some folk that will talk that way. But they will talk that way, and that basis of that conversation is their flesh or the tradition of their organization, not the tradition of the word of God. Because a lot of what they say ain't in the word of God. And some of what they say is in the word of God, it was specifically for a specific incident, a specific situation, not to cover all eternity with this. You got to understand the context, and you can only do it via the Holy Ghost.
Mm-mm-mm.
You got a lot of preachers that don't even have the Holy Ghost, but they preaching to folk every Sunday and other days. Go ahead and give me another scripture.
Wow.
Don't get it twisted, y'all. You need the Holy Spirit to do this thing right.
2 Peter 3:14-18. Whereof, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
You who are not growing spiritually are in error. You are still drinking milk when you ought to be dealing with the 24-ounce porterhouse steak now. You should be fed along the line. You should be at the point where you're teaching others. But you're standing in need of somebody to teach you again the fundamentals of being a Christian. Growing towards spiritual maturity is not a suggestion. It is imperative if you want to keep up with what God's doing. You better grow so you can keep up and so you can glow. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
There's so many people. We have a lot of Christians who are lazy. And I'm going to tell you, when babies, you're a baby Christian, you can't do nothing but, you know, be like a baby. But after a while, you're still acting like a baby and you're 10 years old or 15 years old. That's a problem. And you're 30 and 50 years old. There's a problem with that. You're still acting like you just found Jesus. And you don't know that this life is a living sacrifice. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. If you still think, there's so many Christians that are looking for a pity party. Jesus didn't pity us. He had compassion for us. There's a difference between one and the other. But a lot of Christians want you to pity them, and they tell you all the things that's gone wrong in their life, and that's why they can't do what God says do. That sounds like Saul to me. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
You better obey God, I tell you that. Then you wonder why stuff happens. Untoward. Now, stuff's going to happen anyway because you're in this earth suit and you're in this life. But there's some extra stuff that happens that don't need to happen, y'all.
Amen.
And if you grow spiritually, you avoid, it's called being proactive, y'all. Reactive is waiting for something to happen. Bad. Then you go react to it. Proactive is that you stand on the truth of God and you be obedient and you walk in the Spirit. You talk in the Spirit. You sing in the Spirit. You think in the Spirit. You, hallelujah, live in the Spirit. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved.
Just read that.
I'm sorry. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Stop right there. It ain't me, y'all. I'm up in Christmas. It's not me. I didn't write this book here. I didn't shed any blood so this book could be written. It was God who used mighty men of old, like ink pens or quills or whatever, pencils. He used them to write the word of God.
Yes.
If you have argument with anything I say, you take take it up with the manufacturer.
Amen.
But he loves you. He sent me to love you, even to love the very hell out of you if you got hell in you. The flesh is at war with God. If you give me a flesh answer to a spiritual problem, you know you're out of order. That ain't the order that God... Pray, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then we can deal with flesh and stuff.
Amen.
You know, pray, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things going to be added. Prayer is not the last thing you do. It's the first thing you do.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Should be.
Well, we should get in. Go ahead. Finish reading that.
Yes. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction.
Stop right there. Stop. Profit. Profit means after everything's shaken down, you got some positive left over. Profitable. Go ahead, read.
For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
The man or woman of God should be, what's that word? Is this that thoroughly?
Thoroughly furnished.
Have I talked to y'all about being thorough?
Yes.
God wants us to be thorough, crossing every T, dotting every I.
Yes.
Putting every dot on the page.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He connects the dots, but we got to put them on the page.
Right. Amen.
Oh, give me another scripture.
Matthew 7, 24 and 27. 24 says, therefore, whosoever hear these things, these sayings of mine, and do of them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the 27th verse says, and the rain descended.
Read 24 through. Yeah.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. It was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
Y'all, don't get this thing twisted now. You're supposed to be, your spiritual walk is supposed to be on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Not on your opinion, not on your emotions and your feelings, not even on the traditions of your organization, but on the Word of God, on Jesus. He is the rock. He is the Word of God. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Go ahead and finish reading that.
That was the last scripture.
That was the last scripture?
Yes.
Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Man.
You need the Holy Spirit to rightly interpret.
Yes.
Understand the Word of God. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You ask God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He will freely give it to you.
Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. With the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. If you want to, hallelujah, you need to call me and talk to me about that. You can call 410-444-5152 even after this service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you can't do it. You try to figure it out in your own mind. The Bible says that in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You want your path directed, you better have the Holy Spirit.
Because
you won't be able to see clearly. You might see something, but you might see like, you ever wake up in the morning during the wintertime or sometime, and it's foggy outside?
Mm-hmm.
You see, but you can't see really good and see far. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you without the Holy Spirit, you may be able to see a little bit, but you can't see far. You can't be sensitive to what's to the left or to the right or what's right in front of you. You got to have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is going to bless your life. You'll be able to be sensitive to God's word, to what he's saying to you. You that are puzzled as to what God is saying to you, you check yourself and see if you have the Holy Spirit, and you'll know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You got to be rooted and grounded in a church. Don't get it twisted. You can't serve God 100% still in your house by yourself if you can get out. Well, I have this, that, and the other, and I only go out when I got to. Well, you want to be blessed, I suggest you get out and get to a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, Bible-living church.
Mm-hmm.
So you, as a tree, can be planted by the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bring forth fruit and its season.
Amen.
Don't get it twisted. I've heard so many people say, I can serve God. I don't have to go to church. I can serve God in my house. And then they call you and want you to pray for them because this one gets sick and this one died and this happened and that happened. And somewhere along the line, a light bulb ought to come on in somebody's life. So that maybe I ought to get rooted and grounded. Maybe I ought to have a coachable, teachable spirit. The problem with a lot of folks, they don't have a coachable, teachable spirit. That's why that's the first pillar of wisdom. You can't get no wisdom. That's probably a double negative. You can't get wisdom if you don't have a coachable, teachable spirit. If you feel like you know it all, guess what? Nobody can share anything with you. And I guarantee you, you don't know it all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for the message. Don't get it twisted.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that folk are realizing that they need to be planted. They need to be planted by the rivers of water so they can bring forth fruit and its season.
Hallelujah.
So not just them, but their children and their lineage shall be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
Praise your name for the word. We thank you, Lord, for harvest on the word tonight. 36-100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing.
Yes.
We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it's you, God. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again and now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Repeating that prayer after me means that you are saved. You believe in your heart. You are now saved. You have passed from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
The angels in heaven rejoice over one. Hallelujah. That has come into the Father. And if you like to have a Bible or you want prayer, please call us at 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. And also, meet us in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For prayer, 720-527-5952. And the access code, 103-4545. Thank you so much. See you in the morning. Be blessed of the Lord.
Hallelujah. And you can join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
And if you want to sow into this ministry, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can send your blessing to the Potter's House, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you have a Cash App, you can Cash App $. Capital T, all the other letters are lowercase. Hallelujah. PHCPWC. God bless you. Thank you so much. The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Yes.
Aim your seed.
Thank you.
God going to bless you.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what?
Thank you.
I want these folks to know. We're going off the air, but I want you to know one thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
God wants to hear you. He wants to hear you. Everywhere you hurt.
Yes.
God wants to hear you everywhere we hurt.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank
love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God wants to hear you.
God.
Everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere. Come on, just thank him for his tears.